Hi there, it's Laura. I've got another Hopecast for you, and this one is all about weapons. I'm not sure if you have heard the story of what God did for me in saving my life just 4 months ago. On Christmas Day, I went to go visit my mom and my aunt at the nursing home. And after I had seen my mom, I went to the other building to see my aunt. I knew that she was right on the edge of going to see Jesus. And there were signs everywhere on Christmas Day that COVID, there was an outbreak, and that we really needed to be careful about coming in. And I had asked, does my aunt have it? I'm like, yes, she has it. And so just be aware of that. I'm like, okay, but I've got to say goodbye to my aunt. So I did. And my uncle was actually back there with her, and he had COVID as well. They weren't doing very well, and she passed away 3 days later, so I'm glad I got to say goodbye to her. I don't know, I loved her. I could say hi to my daddy and my brother, you know, the rest of my family. So we left there, and it was pretty much the next day or two I started to not feel well, and I got it. I had COVID, and pretty sick, got a really bad cough. Well, within 2 weeks, I got the flu. Within the next 2 weeks, I got a lung infection, which turned into bronchitis, which turned into pneumonia. And I remember posting on Facebook, I was sitting in urgent care asking for prayer because I was not feeling good at all. And within a week or so of that, I had a heart attack. COVID hit my heart. And I guess it happens with a lot of people. They have a heart attack because of COVID. It hurt really bad. It lasted about 45 minutes. I was downstairs feeding the puppy that our dog had had. And I had to feed it for like 5 weeks, every 2 to 3 hours. Even while I was sick, I was up throughout the middle of the night feeding this little thing. And I went downstairs to feed it, and man, it just hurt right here in my sternum, just hurt. And it didn't make sense. And as I'm feeding the puppy, I'm taking stock of everything that's going on in my body. I'm like, well, I don't know what this is. I don't feel anything in my arms. I'm just feeling this intense pain right here. And it hurt really bad. And I couldn't make it stop hurting, no matter how much I breathe through it or anything. So I remember crawling up the stairs, and my husband was in the kitchen, and I was grabbing my chest, my sternum, and I said, Q, I need help. I'm having a heart attack. And he didn't even look at me. He just immediately grabbed his phone, and he's like on his phone. I'm like, Q, I'm having a heart attack. And he was trying to call 911. And I'm like, no, you can't call 911. Don't call 911. No emergency crews are coming to my house. I've been sick for 6 weeks and my house is a mess. Nobody's coming in this house. You're gonna drive me. I literally said this. And he's like, okay. And I said, put the animals away. I'm going to go grab my charger cord because I knew I was going to be in the hospital. I mean, at least for a while. And I wanted to be able to contact people to pray. So he put all the animals away. We have 8 dogs, 3 cats, chickens, ducks, goats. I mean, we've got a farm and we got to make sure they're taken care of. So I went back to my bedroom. I was brushing my hair while grasping my chest and praising, and because I'm thinking, I've got to look good. The people that look good, they're going to take care of, right? This is my thought process. I'm not saying it was right. So grab my charger cord, whatever things that I needed, some socks for my feet to stay warm, a blanket, and on our way we went. And it was just hurting all the way. And I'm just like, pray, pray, pray. So we get to the hospital, and he's like, I think you were just having an anxiety attack. Oh my goodness, I've had those before, this ain't that. So they took the initial blood test in urgent care, that's where we went. And Was it urgent care? No, we went to the hospital on this one. They took the initial blood test, and when you have a heart attack, your heart releases these enzymes. It's the only time your body ever releases this specific enzyme from your heart. And depending on the certain level of number of the enzymes tells them how bad the heart attack is. So the first test, and they did four, the first test showed a level of 64. Now, your enzyme heart level is supposed to be like a 0.04 or a 0.4. It's supposed to be very little. And they're like, yeah, you've had a heart incident. You've had a heart attack. And my husband's like, really? I'm like, yeah, it hurts. So they said, we're going to be admitting you. We need to keep an eye on you. And yes, just take more tests in the next couple of hours just to see how you are doing. Okay, so they admitted me to the hospital. Put me in a room in the cardiac ICU, and they took another test, and that test came back at 900, and they said that's pretty severe. They took another test and another, and the final one they took was 1100, and no, that was the third one. And the final one they took, they didn't even give a number for. They said, we stop counting because it's so bad, it's so off the charts that we know that there's gonna be quite a bit of damage. And we're gonna keep you here and we're gonna do some more tests on you because we need to see how bad this heart attack is. And the next day they signed me up for an EKG ultrasound, so that's not as fun as it sounds either. And they took tons of pictures of my heart with this ultrasound, which looked like, you know, when you're having a baby, they do an ultrasound, but it's on your heart and seeing how all the valves are working. And then they ordered a heart cath because they wanted to go in and see what damage there was. And while they're in there, they wanted to do a stent and all this. So they told me this in the hotel room, no, in the cardiac ICU. And when the doctor left the room, I looked at my husband and I said, they are not gonna find a thing. There is not gonna be one thing wrong with my heart at all. No weapon, which a heart attack is a weapon of the enemy. No weapon, no heart attack will prosper against me. It will not accomplish what it set out to do. The enemy will not win in this. They will find nothing wrong with my heart in Jesus' name. And I'm gonna be better than I was before. So, the next day, they took me into the operating room and they put your arms out and they, boy, it's cold in there. And they, put the heart cath and the camera up my arm. That's not as fun as it sounds either. And I'm watching on this huge monitor, this huge screen, as the camera goes into my heart and it's looking at all these different areas and all the valves. And what's really wild is this surgeon that's working on me was the exact same surgeon that my parents had had. Now they've had heart issues. They've had high blood pressure, they've had strokes, they've had heart attacks. I'm not gonna have that. It's not gonna come against me. I break that curse in Jesus' name. So this surgeon gets done and he looks at me and he goes, ma'am, you've had a heart attack, but there's nothing wrong with your heart. Ma'am, there's no damage, there's no trauma. There's no plaque, there's no blockages. You have the heart of a young person. I stand on the word of God. I shouldn't be here, but he is my healer. And his word is what I believe more than a doctor's report. No weapon, no financial issue, no health issue, no relationship issue, no job issue, no nothing No weapon formed against me is ever going to prosper. It's never going to come to fruition because my God's word comes to fruition in my life. What Jesus says overrides, overcomes anything that the enemy tries to take me out. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his MO. And I say, my Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. And that's going to be the way with my life till Jesus returns. And that's the way it is for my family. And I declare that over them. And I declare that over you today. If you want to grab onto this faith, this is faith. This is a substance that I feel in my inner being that will come to pass in my life because I believe my Jesus at his word. So I was talking with my doctor a couple of weeks later, and I'm like, I am tired. I'm more tired than I used to be. And he goes, well, your heart had a party for a while, and it had a good workout. And your heart just has to regain its strength. And so when you do start walking more, getting, you know, heart beating more, it'll strengthen. And I've been going to the gym regularly, which I've done for a while. But I have noticed I am regaining that strength as the weeks go on. And I declare and I speak out even 4 months later, my heart will be better and stronger than it ever has been because the Lord makes up for what we lack. That's his promise. He makes all things new, even my heart. And so I just wanted to declare that over you today, his life and his life more abundantly, that whatever the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, that Jesus's life and more abundant life would come in and override every plan of the enemy to take you out. That's his plan. He hates anyone with the image of God. Because the image of God is taking all the attention away from God. We give God glory for what he has done. The enemy wants all the glory. He's not going to get mine. I refuse to talk about him and his ways, and I will not give him my attention. I give God attention. I give him the glory. I speak his word. I declare his life over me and my family and over you in Jesus' name. I hope that encourages your heart, that you know that you don't have to stay bound by the enemy and his plans and purposes. The plans that the Lord has for you, for blessing, not curses, for freedom, not captivity. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed, and I am free indeed. And I declare that and pray over you in Jesus' name, that you are set free by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You overcome by those two things in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening in. If you have questions, you need prayer, I'm always here for you. You can connect with me.